Characteristics of hospitalized children who received aplasmatized blood transfusions during 2019. Hospital Pediatrico Centro Hospitalario Pereira Rossell. Authors: Ana Laura Casariaga Lamboglia, Felipe Limos Garcia, Mercedes Abadi, Belen Casal, Nicholas Consolandic Robalo, Maria Josefina Ruiz Larabuerer, Nicholas Sagasti Trias, and Gustavo Gichetto. Abstract. Introduction. Transfusion therapy is a therapeutic procedure that has contributed to reducing mortality and improving the quality of life of patients with various pathologies. The use of guides in transfusion practice contributes to their rational use. Objective: to describe the characteristics of children from 1 month to 14 years 11 months who were hospitalized in the Centro Hospitalario Pereira Rossell during 2019 who received a red blood cell transfusion. Methodology: retrospective descriptive study. Children aged 1 month to 14 years and 11 months assisted in the emergency, moderate, intermediate, and intensive care of the Centro Hospitalario Pereira Rossell were included in the study. Variables: age, sex, area of care, reason for admission, indication for transfusion, hemoglobin figures before and after transfusion, classification of anemia, dose. The study protocol was approved by the Institutional Ethics Committee. Results: 160 transfusions corresponding to 97 patients were included, 56% were male. Mean age 3 years, 52% lower than 1 year. The most frequent reason for admission was infectious respiratory disease, 37%. 79% were transfused in the intermediate and intensive care unit. Mean hemoglobin pre-transfusion 7.45 grams per deciliter and post-transfusion of 10.1 grams per deciliter. Moderate, normocytic, normochromic, pure anemia predominated. The mean dose of deplasmatized blood transfused was 12 cubic centimeters per kilogram. Conclusions: in this series, male patients less than 1 year of age predominated, admitted mainly for infectious respiratory disease. Most of the transfused patients were in intensive care. Future studies of prospective design that include patients from all healthcare settings and from other healthcare providers will contribute to continuing the study of transfused patients and to the development of local recommendations or protocols.